to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay.
What's up, guys? This is I'm Mike. This is Matt from Pit Lane Parlay Podcast, and we are joined for a little bit here by the legend Emerson Fittipaldi. Yes. Emerson, first off, how are you? Are you enjoying the weekend so far?
Well, it seems like the best weekend.
We had really good timing.
Oh, it's so great to come back to Detroit. I was here in the first Detroit Grand Prix 30 years ago. I had very good memories. Good to see my friends, the teams. The first time I was here was with Chip Ganassi and Patrick on a pace car. That was my first win. Second win was the Roger. And it's great to be here. Fantastic. See all the racing fans. I see Belle Island, big improvements. And really enjoyable.
Yeah, so one of the questions I wanted to ask is that you've raced here. You've also raced downtown in the streets of Detroit when Card was here. What did you think of Belle Isle when you raced here back in the day?
Well, you know, downtown, most of the corners was like 90-degree corners, block corners. And the racing in Belle Island is a very tough track, very challenged track. It's what we call semi-permanent track. The walls, there's no, it's not forgiven. Very tough to concentrate all the time, and it's a fantastic event here.
So, a little more, we'll wait for the cars to go by again before I ask the next question. So, you know, we have a group of 22 drivers here to our stage, right? What are your thoughts on the current state of IndyCar? You know, it's pretty, you know, the competition right now, it's pretty incredible.
Well, I was watching turn 8, very close to the wall, and there is so much talent here. I mean, these 22 drivers, very competitive field. You know, they drive very aggressive, very impressive to see, and it's going, they always put a great show. It'll be a fantastic race today, but, you know, extremely competitive, very, very competitive. It'll be today and tomorrow will be a great show for sure. For the racing fans, I'm sure it'll be a great race.
So sadly, last week, the world lost a racing legend in Niki Lauda, former Formula One world champion. Did you have any, you know, cool stories or anything you'd like to share about Niki Lauda and his legacy?
Well, Niki was an incredible driver, extremely talented. And when he had the crash in Nürburgring, actually, we were expecting to come back the year after for racing. When the crash to go by. But Niki was back in 48 days after he crashed. I helped to get Niki out of the car as one of the drivers. I was the third driver to arrive, and he was incredible. To go back to Monza, the Italian Grand Prix, in September, I call Niki the gladiator, because to do that, you have to have so much, you have to be so brave, so much determination to drive a Ferrari, the Italian Grand Prix, 40 days after the crash. That we know, he inhaled, his lungs was damaged. I mean, it was not easy. He nearly passed away on the hospital on Sunday night, and he was driving again. He was a fantastic driver. It was a big loss to motor race last week. It was very sad to us.
So, In speaking of safety, you know, IndyCar released last week the... I will wait one more second. the new safety cockpit design, you know, designed by Red Bull for IndyCar in 2020. What are your thoughts on maybe the looks of it? Do you think it's the right step for IndyCar to take? And how do you feel about, you know, how safety has improved massively over the past, you know, 30 years?
Well, you know, beginning of my career in Grand Prix racing, we are only 20 established Grand Prix drivers. By the end of the year, three of the drivers are not going to be there. The odds are 7-1 to survive. And now, thanks to the improvement of safety on the cars, safer tracks, safer drivers' equipment, a much more efficient rescue team. I mean, these people that take the drivers on emergency, they are fantastic. They saved my life in Michigan Speedway when I had the crash and saved my life. I was driving a carbon fiber car, and for the future, every step towards safety is always welcome to racing. I think anything that we can do to make the race safer will help in the future of motor race, and that's going to be great for me to see from the last 45, 50 years how much safety was into motor race. I mean, I lost from the beginning of my Formula One career to my last race in Indy, I lost 35 colleagues, friends, pass away. And now it's much, much safer, much safer. Thanks God, it's much safer. I have my young boy racing now, he's 12 years old this year, watching, and much safer than when I started. I'm very happy that he's coming to a safer motor race.
All right, so not to put you on the spot, but we do have three elite drivers over there who race for Team Penske at the moment. You got Joseph Newgarden, Simon Pagenaud, and Will Power. Of those three, do you have a personal favorite that you like to root for more than the others, or do you root for all three at the same time, or how's it work there?
Well, for sure. You know, watching Indianapolis last weekend was incredible. Simon Pagenaud, I told Roger Penske yesterday, he did like turn five, because coming out of four, he was driving an extra corner there. And it was amazing, you know, the capacity, the ability that he was making the breakaway, the draft for Rossi. It was incredible driving, it was fantastic in Indianapolis. You know, what's was Roger 18th Indianapolis win, and this weekend, I mean, the three are extremely competitive. It's going to be fun. I was watching the debriefing, they're talking to us a few minutes ago, and I was the Penske team, and I'm sure they are very determined to do well. Everything can change, and I hope it doesn't rain, but if it rains, it'll be a lot of surprise. It'll be a very different race, for sure.
Yeah, I hope everybody's got some rain gear available, as my phone is telling me there might be a chance later. So going back to the 500, the big debate in the social media world the last few months has been, should we guarantee entries? I think I can guess your opinion here, but what is your opinion? Should we keep bumping, or have the times changed enough that we should start guaranteeing entries?
You know, historical, you have to go qualify in Indianapolis.
All right, we are, qualifying in Indianapolis was the question. I will turn it back over to Emerson.
Well, let the guys go by. You know, qualifying Indianapolis, historical, is a big event. And should continue like it is now, my opinion, because it's very important. One year I was not able to qualify myself, I was a junior. It happened to the Penske team, but that's part of the history of Indianapolis. They should never change. Should be qualified the top 33 cars. It's a big event qualifying Indianapolis. Very tough. Four laps that you have to be performing the limit is a challenge. I think to everybody, it should continue.
So we're 25 years removed from one of Team Penske's best seasons, which was the 1994 season. For those at home who haven't read the book, there is a book by Jane Gerst called The Beast.
It was about the amazing engine in the back of that Penske car. Being 25 years removed from that season, do you ever look back at the Beast and that Indy 500 and remember just how good that engine was, how good Team Penske was that season?
Well, the Mercedes engine that year was incredible fast. We had over 1,000 horsepower, and it was a great car to drive. It was a fantastic race. I had, my race on the beginning of the second segment. I got a blast into the water radiator going to turn one. I had the extra pit stop to do. I was exactly one lap ahead of Junior, and Chuck, who was my teammate, my crew chief, told me you have to pass Junior to be able to come in for the last pit stop, the splash and go. And then I did a mistake coming out of turn four. I hit the wall and that was it. But, Junior was, when you talk about the Unser family, how much tradition they have in Indianapolis. It was great that Junior won. He deserved to win. He was always strong. And if you look since, I always look in history, and the answer, Junior's grandfather raced there. And then the father won so many times. And then himself, and then Uncle Bobby won in Indianapolis. And it was great to have the tradition of the answer family again. I have a lot of respect for the Andretti's and the answer family. Great family.
Well, we know you've got some things to do, so we'll let you go about the day here. Thanks for joining us through the thunderstorm. Siren or whatever that was, but thank you very much for some time today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. I hope the thunderstorm will be away. The wind's going to blow the other way, and great the racing fans. I'm sure it'll be a great race. Thank you. God bless. God bless everybody.
Give it up for two-time Formula One world champion, two-time Indy 500 champion, and IndyCar champion Emerson Fittipaldi.
Thanks a lot.